sitting meditation. Take a moment to settle into a natural, relaxed, and alert posture. With your feet flat on the floor, if you're sitting in a chair, it might be helpful to sit away from the back of the chair so that your spine is self-supporting. The reason we pay attention to how we sit during meditation is because it can impact our experience. We want our posture to be relaxed, with our spine straight, shoulders relaxed. The head can be tilted forward a little so that the eyes, if open, can look down at the floor. So what we're trying to do is finding a posture that embodies both dignity and self-sufficiency while still remaining relaxed and not stiff. So take a moment or two to find that posture in a way that's right for you. That sense of relaxed alertness. Your eyes may be open or closed, whatever is most comfortable for you. And you may want to experiment with doing this practice both ways. Sometimes it can be helpful to start with the eyes closed to better focus the attention. But please do what's most comfortable for you. If your eyes are open, you might let your gaze fall on the floor a few feet in front of you, maintaining a soft focus so that you're not looking at anything in particular. Now, allowing your belly to soften so the breath can flow easily in and out. Softening the muscles in the face, the jaw. The shoulders, the neck. And letting go as best as you can of whatever thoughts or ideas you might have come in with today. Perhaps even taking an intentional deep breath. And just for now, allowing the past to fall away and letting go of thinking or worrying about what happens next. Seeing if you can allow yourself for the next little while to just be right here. There's absolutely nothing else you need to be doing right now. You might begin by bringing your attention to physical sensations. This can be a helpful way to come into the present, because no matter where the mind is, the body is always right here. So perhaps just feeling the weight of your body in the chair or on the cushion, and noticing the places where the body makes contact with the floor or chair. You might even feel the pressure of clothing against the skin. Perhaps sensations of the air against your hands or face. Now gathering your attention and bringing it to the very next breath. You might feel this in your abdomen as it rises and falls with an inhale and exhale. If it's helpful in focusing your attention, you might even place your hand on your belly to help feel the rising and falling of breath. Another area where the breath is sometimes easily felt is under the nostrils. So you might choose to focus your attention in that area as well, feeling the air as it enters and leaves the body. Choosing the part of the body where you feel the sensations most strongly. And as best as you can, keeping your attention there. Feeling the sensations of each breath. Maybe beginning with just one inhale and seeing if you can keep your attention on the sensation of breath from the beginning of one inhale to when it turns around and becomes an exhale. And then letting go and trying it again. Following with your awareness the physical sensations and how they change with each inhale and each exhale. Seeing if you might notice the slight pauses between the in-breath and the out-breath. And then again, the slight pause before the next in-breath. We're not trying to change the breathing in any way. Letting your body breathe the way it naturally does. We're simply observing the sensations as it breathes. Allowing your experience to be just as it is. Without judging or needing to change it. As we sit here with our focus on the sensations of breath, the attention will inevitably wander off to something else. It might have already happened a number of times. This is natural. It's just what our minds are in the habit of doing. So when you become aware that your attention has gotten caught up in thoughts or stories, simply notice that. You might even gently say to yourself, "Not now," and allow your mind to release the thought, guiding the attention once again to the very next breath. There isn't any need to judge yourself when the mind wanders, because it will. Simply noticing, letting go, and beginning again with the next breath. This noticing and beginning again is part of the practice. This might happen 100 times, and it's okay. We simply get to guide our attention back to the breath again and again and again. So whenever you find yourself carried away from awareness in the moment by thoughts, or the intensity of physical sensations, as best as you can, bringing a gentle and caring curiosity to your experience. And then reconnecting by bringing your awareness back to the sensations of the breath. In these last few moments, renewing your intention to stay present as best as you can, beginning again and again, as many times as you need to. Letting go of thoughts and arriving again right here. Bringing attention to the sensations of breathing. Now gently expanding your focus to include the room and the people around you. And when you're ready, slowly and gently allowing your eyes to open if they're closed. And staying with this sense of awareness.